Echo 9, Romeo Golf Tango, and my name is Rick, and I'm calling to you through Echolink, and I'm from New Brunswick, Canada, New Brunswick, near St. John. I am on QRZ, so you can kind of pinpoint me a bit there. And I just wanted to welcome Elena, VE5ALN. Good to hear you on the air, Elena. I'm from New Brunswick, and my name is Rick, and it's 2:15 p.m. Atlantic time. And Colin, it's good to hear you as well, VA4CJP, and I just wanted to tell you it's a sunny day here and just break in and say hello to you. And also welcome Elena to the ham air, VE9RGT.
Oh, very good. Yeah, nice to hear from you. I don't think I've ever chatted to you with you before, but nice to hear you, and I'll make sure I log you in my QRZ page here as well. So thanks for coming back to us and the group here, and I'll maybe pass it over to Elena, VE5ALN. I'll pass the microphone over to you. Over.
It's nice to hear you, Rick. I think this is the farthest I've ever heard on the circuit. Back to VE9RGT. Over.
Well, Elena, VE5ALN, it's nice to talk with you. And I want to echo what Colin has said and congratulate you on getting your license. I'm in New Brunswick, Canada, near St. John, New Brunswick. And if you want to find a little bit about me, what I look like, you can go to QRZ and put my call sign in there. I've got pictures and things there. You're doing a good job. And like Colin said, the nets are great. I do a lot of kind of surfing around and chatting with a lot of folks. And it was nice to hear you. I've been listening a little while. You're not the strongest as far as volume, but you are clear. And I want to thank you for getting back to me. And you're going to have a great time as you get to meet the ham family. And we are a family. It's a great hobby. And there's always somebody out there that you can chat with. And we're like a college fraternity. We all kind of have the same interest, and that's ham. That's talking on the air. And congratulations, Elena. Go ahead. I think you're having a little difficulty on your transmission, Elena. Back to you, Colin, VA4CJP.
VA4CJP, returning to the group here. Yeah, and I wanted just to mention too, Elena, maybe you're not aware or you might not know, a lot of these repeaters are all linked together through different modes, so that's how we have the luxury or beauty of talking to people, you know, across Canada and even across the world, even with some of these VHF and UHF repeaters. So there's a couple different ways that they achieve that. Most of it is through different linking projects that connect the towers back through to the internet. So, for example, the tower in Indian head is actually connected in somebody's house, and it goes to the through the air to the antenna, to the radio, and then it jumps out over the internet, and then it can go across the internet to another radio that's sitting somewhere else that's on the air. So that's how a lot of these systems all link together, and how you're able to use different phone apps too to connect into the repeater system. It's pretty cool technology, and there's a couple different forms of it, but I won't bore you with the technology of it. But it's definitely pretty cool, and I'll send it back to you again, Elena. VE5ALN.
VE3ISC.
Oh, I think maybe we may have lost Elena there temporarily. Hello there, VE3ISC. Paul, I believe. How's it going today?
Yeah, thank you for letting me butt in. Yeah, it's Paul and Aurelia. I don't want to interrupt your good QSO with Elena there. That's good. It's nice to hear her on. I just wonder if Emil, VE1EP, are you on there somewhere, Emil? Go ahead. Nothing heard. Thank you. I'll get out of your way. Thanks again. And it's hot in Aurelia, so we're trying to keep cool. Anyway, thanks for letting me get in here. I'll get out of your way and let you get back to Helena, hopefully. VE3ISC is clear.
Absolutely. No problem. Anytime, Paul. It's always nice to hello Ham on the air and chatting back and forth, and I was just taking that opportunity to say hello to Elena here, and we have a little bit of a group going on here now, so I'll see here. Maybe I'll send it back to VE9RGT in the group if you're still there. Over.
Yeah, VE9RGT. Rick here. Good to hear you, Paul. VE3ISC. I'm from New Brunswick, Canada, outside of St. John a little bit, on a place called the Kingston Peninsula, where it's sunny and between 90 and 92 here temperature-wise. Good to hear you, and hope that you're having a great day, and it's been great to try to encourage Elena a little bit, and hopefully she'll get herself back. Victor Echo 9, Romeo Golf Tango. CJP returning to the group. VE5ALN, are you still there? Are you still with us? Over.
Colin, VE9RGT, where is Elena located?
believe she is located somewhere around Indian Head, Saskatchewan. I believe that's the repeater she's coming in through. So, and that's an IRLP node that connects back to the 9300 reflector that's located out in Kenora, Saskatchewan. Over.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's good. No, it's great that she got her license, and she'll have a lot of fun getting to know people, learning the ropes, and talking at a lot of different distances. And I hope she doesn't ever lose interest, and maybe we can gain some more. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to hear new people coming into the hobby. I know I'm fairly new to it myself here within a couple of years, and really enjoying it in lots of the different modes. And I see why everybody says it's a lifelong hobby, and just passing your test, just getting you started. Once you start diving into different aspects of it, man, there is a lot of cool things to do out there. And I'm probably only just scratching the surface with them too here myself. So, but yeah, very, very, very cool stuff. Over and back to you.
Yeah, no, I got licensed February 2023, and got my license there to get on the air, and I've enjoyed that. I'm a little older, not younger, but kind of in between there. I'm heading to 69, but I do enjoy the hobby. I started out way back in the day when CB radio, Citizen Band, was just starting. And started when I was, 8 years old. I was walkie-talkies, and my uncle was into CB. Had an old Hallicrafter 6 crystal radio, Hallicrafter CB7, and kind of progressed along from there, and the CB craze and radio clubs as a group, and it was a big thing. And we got the talk skip when the atmosphere was right, and always had one. And then he was always a ham, BE1SWL,
Five, three, seven, nine, five.
He'd get me a radio. And anyway, I couldn't beat the challenge, so I worked hard and did studying, wrote the test, and got on the air. So I haven't regretted that, Colin, BE9RGT.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. You know, I think a lot of people probably get started that way. I remember when I was a kid, we used to play around with CB radios, and my grandparents used to farm, so they had some private VHF radios, and I always thought it was a blast to play on them and talk on them, right? Because you could talk to grandpa in the field, right? But it was always kind of cool. And then when I got a little older, I picked up scanner and got into scanning, and just stumbled on one of the local repeaters in my area and started listening to them every Sunday night, and was thinking, you know, who are these guys? Like, what are these guys doing here? And got listening all the time, and then, yeah, finally got to trying to study for the test, and that took me longer than I would have anticipated, but eventually got licensed and a call sign, and yeah, it's been great ever since. So definitely enjoy it, and I kind of work in technology anyway, so it plays nicely with my current interests. I've always had a big interest in communication of sorts. So you know, some of this ham radio stuff and the way of doing stuff over the air is just super super appealing to me. Back to you.
Oh, that's great. For identification, VE9RGT. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. Well, the CB radio, the 27 megahertz, that used to be the 27 megahertz, one of the ham frequencies. It was him. And then there was the big discussion with the DOT that they were going to, and they wanted the 27 megahertz from the ham and create the citizen band system. So there was quite an uproar over that. The RAC didn't, Radio Amateurs of Canada, didn't want to